Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2430, with a release date of Friday, May 24th, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. A network breach at ARRL causes severe disruptions. WWVB is at half power following antenna damage and using WinLink for fun and games. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline, report number 2430, comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Union, Kentucky, here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
As Newsline went to production, users of the ARRL's Logbook of the World and the ARRL Learning Center were struggling with a service disruption following what the league described as, quote, a serious incident involving access to our network and headquarters-based systems, end quote. The ARRL posted on its website a reassurance that its member database contains only details that are available from public records, such as name, address, and call signs, adding that no credit card information or other sensitive information is stored. The ARRL did not address requests from Newsline and other media for clarification of the cause of the security breach, adding only that it was giving highest priority to having industry experts resolve the issue. In what may shape up as a first test of a new FCC rule about direct-to-cellular satellite services, a service provider is charging Starlink satellites with creating interference on the S-band. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, has those details.
Omnispace, which has plans for building a global mobile network through a satellite constellation, has criticized Starlink Satellite's own direct-to-device network for creating what a top executive calls a noise floor that renders their own customers' services useless. According to a report on the space.com website, SpaceX had previously written to Omnispace and the FCC about coordinating the frequencies of their respective systems, but that exchange has yet not taken place. SpaceX David Goldman asked Omnispace Mindell de la Torre in early May to provide empirical evidence of the claimed interference. Goldman also questioned whether Omnispace may not be coordinating frequencies as required by the International Telecommunications Union or the FCC because it is licensed out of Papua New Guinea. Omnispace operates several low and medium Earth satellites experimentally, but intends to build a 600-satellite constellation. The company has previously been critical of SpaceX, most recently of its partnership with the U.S. division of the cellular network, T-Mobile. In March, the Federal Communications Commission adopted regulations covering so-called supplemental coverage from space, under which direct-to-device satellite services are considered secondary to primary frequency allocations on the 2 GHz band. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
A new law is about to make California the newest U.S. state, giving consumers better access to repairing electronics that they purchase in that state. Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB, brings us that story.
A law that takes effect on July 1st in California will require the makers of consumer electronics to offer purchasers of those products, along with service dealers and repair facilities, a means to repair them by providing guides, parts, and tools for a period between 3 to 7 years after the manufacturing date, depending on the item's original wholesale price. The new Right to Repair law brings California in line with a growing push in other states for similar legislation. According to the website of the Reinhart Legal Firm, 30 other states have introduced similar legislation. Two other states, New York and Minnesota, have similar consumer electronics laws already in effect. A Right to Repair law in Colorado covers agricultural equipment. The new California law will apply to all electronics sold there as far back as July 2021. The law excludes video game consoles and alarm systems, neither of which is considered an, quote, electronic or appliance product, end quote. According to the website of the Sidley Austin Law Group, similar measures are in the works in Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Vermont, and Washington. The bill was introduced last year by State Senator Susan Talamantes Eggman as a means of reducing electronic waste and improving California residents' opportunities to repair or have repaired broken products. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6 ITB.
In the United States, the timekeeping radio station WWVB is providing its essential information on reduced power following storm damage to one of its antennas. Travis Lisk, N3ILS, gives us an update.
Wind damage to half of its phased array antenna has left radio station WWVB operating at reduced power outside Fort Collins, Colorado. The winds that struck the south antenna in early April were estimated to be higher than 90 miles per hour. The National Institute of Standards and Technology operates the timekeeping site. People throughout North America rely on WWVB's broadcasts to synchronize their watches, clock radios, and other consumer electronics. It is also used for accurate time synchronization and for timekeeping applications in appliances, cameras, and irrigation controllers. Since the wind damage occurred, the station has broadcast using its north antenna only and on reduced power. The NIST explained the change in an announcement recorded on the 11th of May and posted on YouTube. There is also a notice on the NIST website. This is Travis Lisk and 3ILS.
A well-respected and much-loved YL, active in contesting and DXing, and an advocate for international friendship, has become a silent key in the Philippines. We hear more about her life from John Williams, VK4, JJW.
Teresa Cruz Aniceto, DW3TRZ, was an award-winning contester, a mentor to many, and a special friend to YLs with whom she shared her talents in needlework, taking time to craft ham radio-related gifts and cross-stitched QSLs for hams around the world. Teresa maintained an active YouTube channel called Mabuhay DX Stitch Amateur Radio, which she established to promote worldwide friendship through ham radio. Teresa died on May 18 of pancreatic cancer, according to the Philippine Amateur Radio Association, and her friend Ann Dirkman, KC9YL, who supported Teresa in joining the US-based Young Ladies Radio League as a DX member. Newsline listeners got to hear about Teresa's talents in an interview on Amateur Radio Newsline in 2018, and readers of the ARRL's QST magazine got to know her better in a January 2020 member spotlight feature article. In the Philippines, Mabuhay is a wish for a good life. Teresa Cruz Aniceto, who said that word often to friends, surely had one herself. She was 49. This is John Williams, VK4JJW.
A leader and mentor among CW operators in Ireland has become a silent key. We hear more about him from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
The name and call sign of Leo McHugh, EI8BR, was well known among CW operators in Ireland and was a frequent entry in the logs of CW operators around the world. Leo, who died last month, shared his love of the code with anyone who asked. He's credited as the organizer and promoter of CW training sessions offered at the South Dublin Radio Club, where he'd been a member for many years. Daniel Cusson, EI9FHB, told Newsline in an email that Leo was, quote, a hard but fair taskmaster in CW training, and his patience was often sorely tested by his students. His favourite expression of, do it right, lads, was often repeated in these classes, end quote. Over the years, his instruction helped many club members get their A-class license for CW. The Irish Radio Transmitter Society awarded him the prestigious Collins Cup in 2020 for his training program. A civil engineer and a self-taught trumpet player, Leo had a CW fist that many envied for its speed and skill, even for a radio operator in his 90s. He was a contributor to the Irish Radio Transmitter Society news publication, Echo Ireland, and would often read the weekly IRTS broadcast news. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
May 31st is the deadline for nominations to be in for this year's Bill Pasternak Memorial Young Ham of the Year Award. Let Newsline know of any promising young amateurs who are deserving of this honor. Candidates must live in the continental United States and be 18 years of age or younger. Tell our judges about your nominee's talent, promise, and commitment to community and the spirit of ham radio. This is your chance to help honor and acknowledge that person who will, no doubt, go on to teach and inspire others. Find the nomination form on our website, arnewsline.org, under the Awards tab. Remember that we cannot accept any nominations after May 31st. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including Reflector 91C, every Wednesday night at 9:30 UTC or 7:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time, followed by a short net from VK3PG, the 91C Group Coordinator. The recipients of this year's Amateur Radio Software Award have been announced, and we learn who they are from Cell MB, KB3TZD.
The 5th Annual Amateur Radio Software Award has been awarded to the hams behind two innovative open-source software projects, OpenWebRx and OpenWebRx+. The projects and their developers are being honored with the International Award for providing innovative, free, and open software that enhances amateur radio. The leader of the OpenWebRx project is Jacob Ketterle, DD5JFK. OpenWebRx can be operated from any web browser on a computer with network access and has no need for additional client software. The SDR receiver was designed with a simple interface to make it easy for inexperienced people to experience HF reception. The leader of the OpenWebRx Plus project is Murat Fazulin, KC1TXE. OpenWebRx Plus is Linux software that contains various decoders to be used with OpenWebRx, providing access to SSTV, AIS, CW, and RDI. It is considered a fork of the OpenWebRx project, which means it uses the source code of the original project to expand upon it. This is CellMB, KB3TZD.
Plans are moving forward for Radio Orienteering Championships later this year, as we hear from Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
Organizers of this year's USA Radio Orienteering Championships have announced that they have been approved for a permit to hold the 2-meter classic at the Eddy Discovery Center at the Waterloo Recreation Area in Michigan. The race will be among several challenges taking place at a variety of venues during the week-long event, which includes practice sessions and training camps, as well as cultural and dinner outings. The championships are being held between the 5th and 13th of October. The USA Championships are being held in combination with the IARU Region 2 Biennial ARDF Championships. The USA Events Competition age categories range from 10 and younger to older radio operators 80 and above. The championships are being organized by the Southern Michigan Orienteering Club and a number of ham radio clubs throughout the southeastern part of the state. For additional details, see the web link provided in the text version of this week's Newsline script at arnewsline.org. This is Dave Parks, WB8ODF.
Organizers of a special event marking this year's World Cup Cricket Tournament are inviting hams to get on the air while the games are going on. CellMB KB3TZD tells us how to do that.
You don't have to know how to play cricket to be part of this tournament. The World Cup of Cricket Tournament Special Event Station needs operators who live in the countries and states where the competition will take place starting on the 2nd of June. The station will be on the air until the 29th of June. Amateurs from the U.S. and the Caribbean are being invited to get involved by getting on the air. The teams will play at stadiums in 3 U.S. venues and 6 in the Caribbean for a total of 55 matches. One of the stadiums is a new one in New York, where amateurs in that region, members of the Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club, are organizing the special event using the call sign W2C. Hams will operate on all HF bands using all modes. To become an activator, contact Lou, NO2C, at the email address in the text version of this week's Newsline script. This is CellMB, KB3TZD.
Young amateurs will be getting a unique opportunity to experience a de-expedition without ever leaving home. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, has the details.
Young amateurs will be operating radios in the Pacific remotely this November, joining the 3D2Z Rotuma de-expedition as remote operators. The Pacific Islands de-expedition group has partnered with Youth on the Air Americas to give young activators a taste of the challenge. Coordination and scheduling of the remote operation by the YODA team will be done by Case W0AAE, a freshman aerospace engineer major at Iowa State University and the 2023 recipient of the Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Amateur Radio Newsline Young Ham of the Year Award. He is an active member of RHR, Remote Ham Radio. YotaCamp director Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, said that the partnership presented a great opportunity for the young operators to be on the receiving end of a de-expedition pileup. Rotuma remote stations will be established for the Yota team using two radios in a box provided by de-expedition organizer Greg, W6IZT. Greg said he hoped that at least three-quarters of the de-expedition remote contacts will be made by the Yota operators. The six-member de-expedition team itself will be operating from the island. The de-expedition is scheduled for November 15th through December 4th. This is Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
In the world of DX, the Rushy Hill Radio Society, MN0UGP, will be commemorating the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings, which took place on June 6, 1944. Operators will be using the call sign GB8DDY between the 1st and 28th of June. There will be no QSL cards, but certificates will be available. CQRZ.com for details. A team of operators using the call sign 4X2DS will be active from the shores of the Dead Sea between the 30th of May and the 3rd of June. The shoreline is 440 meters below sea level, making it the planet's lowest land-based elevation. For QSL details, see QRZ.com. A certificate will be available. Listen between the 31st of May and the 2nd of June for members of the Kuala Lumpur DX team. They will be on Kapis Island, IOTA number AS073 in West Malaysia using the call sign 9M4IOTA. They will be using CW, sideband, and digital modes on 80 through 10 meters. CQRZ.com for details. Hams who need to send email using only radio frequencies understand the power of WinLink, especially when the messages they send and receive contain vital information during an earthquake, hurricane, or some other emergency. Now, WinLink is showing its more playful side, and Andy Morrison, K9AWM, tells us it's fun with a purpose.
If you're a fan of Wordle, a web-based guessing game involving five-letter words, you're in luck. In fact, if you're an amateur radio operator who's also a fan of WinLink, you're in even more luck. Meet HamWord, a game that allows amateurs to keep their WinLink skills sharp while engaging in a Wordle-style game. Now in its second year, HamWord has won fans in at least 22 countries and more than 5,700 individual games have been played, according to recent statistics provided by QRZ.com forum by Mark Klein, N5HZR, HamWord's developer. There's room for more people to get in the game. However, he said players in only 41 of the 50 states have become involved so far. Since it's only a game, you don't have to be near your rig to play. You can use the Telnet interface over the web to send a five-letter word to the WinLink tactical call sign HamWord. That's HamWord, one word. You still need a ham license and a functioning WinLink account, though. Mark said that he has great hopes more hams will get in the game, which had the simple purpose at the outset of helping people with their WinLink proficiency. His feeling about the support that HamWord has gained can best be described by a five-letter word, G-R-E-A-T. Great! To learn more, visit the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
Don't forget the Amateur Radio Newsline Haiku Challenge. If you're not too busy tuning your antennas or chasing the latest de-expedition, pick up a pencil and share your experience by sending an original haiku to us here at Newsline. Use the entry form on our website, arnewsline.org, and please follow the rules for writing your three-line haiku. Sorry, but we cannot accept entries that aren't written in traditional haiku form. Share with fellow listeners the poetry that is inspired by your ham radio experience. With thanks to the Amateur Radio Weekly and Dirkman, KC9YL, ARRL, CQ Magazine, David Behar, K7DB, Daniel Cusson, EI9FHB, DX World, Facebook, 425 DX News, Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club, HamWord, HomingIn.com, Irish Radio Transmitter Society, NIST's website, Philippine Amateur Radio Association, QRZ.com, Rich Gordon, K0EB, Security Week, ShortwaveRadio.de, Space News, YouTube, YouTube, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer, non-profit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Union, Kentucky, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024. All rights reserved.